Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, Head of Operations of Business Upside. Today I will discuss the undeniable importance of work-life balance and how it might affect individuals if not properly maintained. I'd like to share factors contributing to unhealthy work-life balance, its effects and benefits of a good work-life balance. The thoughts I'll be sharing are my own based on my experience with working with more than 20,000 students and alumni, corporates, and thorough research which I have conducted. The phrase work-life balance did not lose its relevance even with the pandemic situation, and surely it will continue to uphold its significance in the upcoming years as well. So what is this work-life balance concept and how can it benefit? Work-life balance refers to the ideal condition or the balance whereby an employee can divide their time and energy between work and other vital elements of their life. Okay, so keeping a work-life balance is of course a constant struggle because work demands always eat up into those very, very important hours for family, for relationship, as well as for personal time, for hobbies. In addition to workplace pressures, it is very difficult to find time for family, friends, community involvement, spirituality, personal growth, self-care, and other personal interests. Work-life balance is an essential component of a good workplace. Maintaining a work-life balance, just like eating a balanced diet, it is an essential habit. It has to be cultivated by each and every individual. It relieves stress and prevents burnout in office and is helpful for working for the long time. The concept is about maintaining a healthy balance between personal and professional life. Employers can save money and retain a healthier, more productive employee base by developing a work environment that supports and prioritizes work-life balance. Now, what are the determinants of unhealthy work-life balance or work-life equilibrium? Sometimes individual attitudes or leadership attitudes or bosses' attitudes towards unhealthy practices like overachievers, perfectionists, or obsessive workers, overworked people work overtime and even when not necessary, and they are dissatisfied with the result. The other important factors in defining work-life balance are the worker's health, personality type of resilience, the stage of career, the time of life, and the gender. Work-life balance variables can be both subjective and objective. So, work experienced in terms of time spent at work and intensity of pressure or work culture, long commutes, inflexible hours, demanding supervisors, inept co-workers, and incompetent managers all add to this situation. And even connectivity problems with the manager, especially for remote managers, contributes to this problem. But the indicators are modifiable by either individuals or by organizations one is working for. But as I keep on saying that each and every person must create a habit to maintain healthy work-life balance. To overcome those manageable indicators, let us understand the importance of work-life balance concept. Work-life balance is inversely proportional to stress. Workplace stress is the fifth leading cause of mortality in the United States. Furthermore, a quarter of Americans say that their employment is the number one cause of their stress. Consider that your decision will eventually determine your work-life stability. Secondly, the equilibrium promotes mental health and physical well-being and is highly crucial for a person's mental health. When a person feels harmonious, he or she is better equipped to deal with unpleasant emotions and ideas and become more self-aware. Taking care of physical health is an integral part of finding a balance for oneself. However, the second component of finding work-life balance concerns with the working approach and surroundings. Unrealistic targets, demanding employers, demanding bosses, inept, colleagues, and other team members, they all contribute to increased workplace stress and not allowing a person to finish their work on time and go home and go pursue other activities, family life, relationships, all these things. Thirdly, mindfulness helps a person achieve this harmonious connection, which is essential for work-life balance. It is very, very important that a person reflects on what he or she is working on. Whether, for example, if you go to a meeting, whether it is important for you to be in that meeting, whether you can contribute, or whether there is some work that is done repetitively, or whether some work can be delegated to others. For all this, mindfulness is very, very important. One must have silent time for oneself where that person thinks about what is the highest priority in which the energy and the resources can be spent to achieve optimum results, okay? So it is very, very essential, and it is actually a habit. And that habit, can be developed using mindfulness. Fourthly, to improve engagement in relationships and at work too, workplace relationships also improve when a person has healthy work-life balance. A balanced lifestyle entails spending more quality time with family and friends and also kids, with, the dogs, with personal hobbies, all these things, spirituality. Employees who are less stressed emotionally and physically well feel connected to their co-workers and are more likely to be driven to work more. The increased motivation means that a person will do better and be more focused and more engaged. The next, a balance in work-life relationship generates a high level of productivity and increases the chance of success. It reduces burnouts. A more work-life balanced schedule will not only make a person more productive, but the person will be better physically and psychologically. They'll be more concentrated and be present at work. Their mind will be present. They'll be able to think more calmly, clearly, and creatively. There's widespread belief that achieving success requires a lack of balance. It requires to work hard 16 hours a day, 12 hours a day. But, this is not what I have seen is the contributing to success. Rather, a work-life balance contributes to success for the long term. Acquiring a sense of happiness and well-being by maintaining this very crucial work-life balance is essential. One of the most fundamental reasons work-life balance is crucial is because it involves the personal fulfillment. The balance entails feeling good and appreciated and having more control over one's life and one's profession. These are both the keys to happiness for any person and bringing real meaning to one's life. Now consider the reasons I've just discussed about work-life balance. Thus, the six essential factors show how vital the work-life balance can be. Now we are aware of this importance. Let's understand this with an example. In tough times, I have myself worked 12 to 16 hours a day, but I have noted that continuing that level of work is not possible for the long term. There's absolutely burnout happens. Rather, having a healthy work-life balance, of course, I will not define that whether it's 8 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. It might depend, on different industries. It might depend on different personalities. It might even depend on the physical workplace. For example, if my commute time adds 1 or 2 more hours, and I'm helpless to change my commute time because I'm living in an expensive place like San Francisco, and I have to commute long, right, from suburbs. So Some things perhaps can't be eliminated, right? But where we have the control, it is very important to prioritize. It is very important to put energy towards the activities that give the best, you know, highest return, most important things, and also to understand wherever a person is redundant, not to do that. For example, being in an unnecessary meeting and stretching it in the evening and not giving time to kids is perhaps not the right way, and can lead to burnout and can lead to dissatisfaction in the workplace or in the work. So that is why I hope all of you found it enjoyable listening to my podcast. I myself have found tremendous relief, tremendous, vision and tremendous, opportunity, motivation for work using a proper work-life balance. And I myself just recommend it to each and every person to work with the work-life balance in mind. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Stay tuned for more. Bye for now.